Welcome back to Life Coach 180 with yours truly, Ben Lopez, aka DJ Lopez. And today we're talking about playing hurt. How do you handle hurt or pain when you experience it? Do you run from pain, embrace it, or pray it goes away? In life, you must learn to play hurt. The phrase playing hurt can carry the connotation of the unwise sacrifice of long-term health in pursuit of short-term gains. Like football players who play with a chock full of pain meds and anti-inflammatory meds to push through injuries that unfortunately became a permanent debilitating factor in their life long after the season is over. However, playing hurt in life goes deeper than that. If you've been struggling with dealing with pain and struggling to give up, this study is tailor-made for you. You'll discover techniques to develop resistance and endurance as we reframe pain, find hope, and attain inner peace. Additionally, I provide free resources, including links for obtaining the full podcast with Deion Sanders and access to personalized masterclass just for you. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming free coaching classes. No gimmicks or costs. This is my heart to your heart. I do the work, the research, so that you can change and be transformed for the good. However, if you do want to repay me, just share this with someone who needs it. Subscribe or hit the like button. Are you ready? Let's go. Deion Sanders lugged around injury after injury, excelling not only in the NFL Super Bowl, but also the only man to have won a World Series as well. During an Ed Milet podcast, Deion shared that playing hurt goes deeper than sports. However, in life, everyone plays hurt from one vantage point to another. Just because he was a high-profile athlete, it doesn't outshine a mother struggling to raise her babies without a father, or a family struggling to keep the lights on. Pain is inevitable. From death in a family, a wayward child, broken relationship, to an illness. However, we have the power to change the channel and reframe life while dealing with the pain. Let's listen to some powerful insight as Ed Milet interviews Deion.
True. Well, first and foremost, everything is never going to be perfect. Aren't we all playing hurt? See, you relate it to a game. I'm relating it to life because I want you to win on and off the field. Aren't we all hurt? Somebody's going through divorce. Somebody's having financial problems. Somebody received terrible news from the doctors. The cubicle you work in, the lady sitting right next to you don't like you, mistreating you badly, and you're not performing at work because of the discomfort. Focus on your now and give it everything you have inside to make it successful. It's too easy to distract you and to get you out of your character. It's time for you to huddle up with yourself, call your play, and execute. Even if you broke, keep it moving. When life knocks you down, get back up. The strongest steel is forged in the hottest fire. Nobody is living a perfect life. You're not the only one facing problems, but show each other compassion. Lift each other up and show compassion tremendously. Take care of yourself physically and don't ignore mental health.
Now that was powerful. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and unpack that. So I'm going to give you 7 primetime game changers to help you endure and thrive through the pain. Number 1, have empathy for yourself and others because everyone plays hurt. Our primetime purpose in life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. The Dalai Lama said that. There's nothing worse than contributing to the hurts of others. Pain paints with a broad brush. For example, humans are tribal and we like to group together. One bad experience spoils everything. Jesus shared in Matthew 7:12, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." For this sums up the law and the prophets. When we remember how we have been hurt and how it made us feel, it's important to protect others from similar pain. Comforting others, especially in our moments of weakness, can bring about healing that we need, so it can be reciprocated. Number 2, if you feel you are broken, keep moving. The only way to grow is to face challenges that seem beyond your strength. Difficult roads often lead to a beautiful destination. Hard times may have held you down, but they will not last forever. Strength shows not only in the ability to persist, but in the ability to start over. And when you're driving through darkness, you can only see as far as the headlights shine, but you can make the whole trip that way. There is no plan B, only A. So keep pressing forward. In Florida, you'll always find down, or actually the spouse of rain. I've experienced them on the highway, where in a flash of a moment, everything becomes dark. However, I've learned if you just keep driving through the skies will clear up. And you can actually look backwards and see the darkness in all those individuals that have been stalled. But you're different. You're going to press through. The Apostle Paul shares with the Philippians, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold for me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but the one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:12-14. Remember this, sprinters have learned looking back can cost you a race. Comparison is a killer of dreams. Number 3, don't make excuses or blame God. When you take ownership of the past mistakes, trust God for things that were out of your control. You'll be able to face life with a renewed purpose. The problem that we face are only puzzle pieces for a greater solution. You're not the painter, but the canvas in which the creator of the universe has chosen to paint his masterpiece. Do what you're supposed to do, even in the difficult times. In the eyes of God, there are no excuses. Fight for what is right and just. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your souls knows that you know. He will repay all people as their actions deserved. Proverbs 24:12. So in other words, you know what you need to do. Let's get it done. Number 4, trust God has a mighty plan through the darkness. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. said that. Strength to love. Don't lose your passion to love by hating or having disdain for others, or you want to inflict that pain on them. It just doesn't work. Quench their darts with love. Make sure that you shower them back. Look for the cracks of hope, and you'll quickly find the light breaking through. The darker the night, the brighter the star. Floyd Dyskowski said that. You, my friend, are a bright star that even in the middle of your hurt and pain can light the path for others to see their way out. In Jeremiah 29:11, we find God giving hope to his people in the middle of an exile and a hopeless situation. The Lord says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The greatest hope is found in the middle of the greatest pain. Number 5, focus on your now and do everything you can to make the day successful. Given the fast pace and hectic schedule most of us keep, a base level of anxiety, stress, and unhappiness in the new norm. You may not even realize it, but this tendency to get sucked into the past and the future can leave you perpetually worn out and feeling out of touch with yourself. The cure for this condition is what so many people have been saying all along. Conscious awareness and a commitment to staying in the now. Living in the present moment is a solution to a problem you may not have known you had. No amount of regretting can change the past, and no amount of worrying can change the future. Roy T. Bennett said that. If you want to conquer anxiety of life, live in the moment. Live in the breath. Emmett Ray. Let today be the day you step being haunted by the ghost of yesterday. Holding on to a grudge and harboring anger, resentment is a poison for the soul. Get even with people but not those who've hurt us. Forget them. Instead, get even with those who have helped us. Steve Marlborough said that. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Each time you look back, you carry a brick of desperation and hopelessness. But I was thinking, what if you give each brick of your past to God and allow Him to build your fortress? Number 6, huddle with yourself each evening to create awareness of how you are doing. When you neglect yourself in areas of emotions, spiritual well-being, and the way your body speaks to you, a great disservice has been created. It's only when you pause and refrain your thinking from focusing on the past or the future that you can take inventory of what's going on inside. If you're upset, are you able to pinpoint what made you upset? If you're disconnected from God, can you recount when you were actually spiritually unplugged? If you're having health issues, can you actually backtrack habits that have led you to this point? So what is self-awareness? Self-awareness refers to a person understanding themselves. Specifically, self-awareness in a person's ability to recognize their strengths and weaknesses. Self-awareness also refers to a person's ability to judge their own behavior and decision-making. A person with a strong sense of self-awareness can take responsibility for their actions and understand if they made a mistake. Conversely, a person with big degree of self-awareness that's actually overlooked may be very critical of themselves. Rather, they can objectively look at themselves and their behavior. We may get knocked down on the outside, but the key to living in victory is to learn how to get up on the inside. Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength, which will always spring up if thou will always look. Marcus Aurelius said this. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22, verse 3. Finally, the strongest steel is forged in the hottest fire. Whatever you may be going through right now, I encourage you to stay persistent. Continue to move forward. You may feel that heat, but that heat is purifying you. You are a gem. You are royalty. You are greatness. I believe in you. Let's pray. Father, I just pray right now that as difficult it is to go through pain and hurt, whatever my family, my listeners are going through, Lord, I lift them up. I encourage them to keep on the mark, that they're not alone, God, because you walk by them, by their side. And so, Lord, whatever is ailing them, God, you have your way. God, that we can use this pain and we can reframe it to touch others. God, that we can execute our lives and look at the things that are holding us back, Lord, and flip them for the good. And so, Lord, I just pray again for strength, for courage to continue to move forward. In the name of Jesus, the love of the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit. As always, I just want to thank you so much for taking your time, your valuable time to be with me. And so I just encourage you, let me be your life coach. Follow me on all social medias, Life Coach 180. And I just want to continue to love on you and just remind you to press forward, press through the pain. Until next time.